Hey everyone, ready to transform your gardens into thriving biotopes?
Let's dive in.
Today we're exploring the magic of water features and how they can boost biodiversity right in our backyards. We're taking inspiration from a fantastic resource called Twinyervoor Menzendyr,
which translates to gardening for the benefit of humans and small wild animals.
It's packed with practical tips for creating those incredible garden ecosystems.
And what's so captivating about this approach is the idea of a water feature cascade. It's like a symphony of water.
Oh, symphony of water.
Yeah, starting from a high point near your house and cascading down to the lowest point in your garden.
Okay, I'm picturing a beautiful waterfall effect.
Exactly. Imagine a rain barrel collecting water from your roof.
Okay.
Which then feeds into a small pond. And then that pond overflows into a charming little stream.
I love that.
Meandering through your garden and eventually leading to a pool.
A pool.
Or a natural pond at the lowest point.
I love how each element flows into the next, creating this interconnected system. But let's go back to the beginning of that cascade, the rain barrel. I'm really intrigued by the concept of a biofilter that Twinyervoor Menzendyr highlights.
Yeah, the biofilter is a game changer. It transforms a simple rain barrel into a mini ecosystem.
Really?
Yeah, marsh plants within the barrel work their magic to purify the water naturally.
So it's like a natural filtration system.
Precisely. And this provides chemical-free, nutrient-rich water for your plants.
Oh, wow.
But it also creates a haven for beneficial insects and microorganisms.
So you're saying by adding a few plants to my rain barrel, I'm boosting biodiversity right at the source.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. And Twinyervoor Menzendyr also points out some practical advantages, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A rain barrel with a biofilter saves you money on water bills.
Always a plus.
Helps prevent garden flooding.
Okay.
And provides the best possible water for your plants.
It's a win-win for you in the garden. I'm starting to see the appeal of this cascade system. Each element seems to have a ripple effect of benefits. But what about those who don't have a lot of space? Can they still create these water wonders?
Absolutely. Even a small balcony or patio can become a haven for biodiversity with the right water feature. Twinyervoor Menzendyr suggests incorporating a small self-contained unit near your seating area, like a large planter.
Gotcha.
A zinc tub.
I love those.
Or even a repurposed mortar mixing tub filled with water and a few aquatic plants.
I can already picture a dragonfly landing on a water lily in a beautiful zinc tub right outside my kitchen window. It sounds so peaceful.
It is.
But I have to ask the question that's probably on everyone's mind. Mosquitoes.
That's a valid concern. However, with a well-balanced ecosystem, it naturally keeps mosquito populations in check.
Okay.
When you have a variety of aquatic plants and insects, the mosquito larvae are kept under control by their natural predators.
Okay, that's reassuring. So we've got our rain barrel feeding a small pond or water feature. Twinyervoor Menzendyr suggests connecting these elements with a water course. What does that entail?
Picture this. A charming little stream meandering through your garden.
Right.
Utilizing excess rainwater from the rain barrel.
So it's functional and beautiful.
Exactly.
Are there any other purposes it serves?
It acts as a natural filter.
Oh, wow.
Native marsh plants play a crucial role in removing pollutants before the water reaches the pond at the bottom of the cascade. Plus, the gentle sound of flowing water just adds this whole other dimension to your garden.
It sounds like a symphony for both the eyes and ears. And I love how Twinyervoor Menzendyr emphasizes sustainability.
Absolutely.
They even suggest using a solar-powered pump to circulate the water in the watercourse.
Further contributing to a healthy ecosystem.
Now let's move on to the sand water garden. It sounds so unique.
It is quite special. It's a shallow, sandy area that alternates between wet and dry conditions.
Oh, interesting.
Mimicking a natural fen. This type of environment supports endangered native plant species.
Oh, wow. So it's not only beautiful.
Right.
But it also contributes to the conservation of endangered plants.
Exactly.
I'm starting to see how each element of this cascade system creates a unique habitat for different forms of life. And what's even more intriguing is how it differs from a typical pond.
Right.
The fluctuating water levels and nutrient-poor environment create a specialized niche that attracts a specific set of plants and animals. It's like a miniature ecosystem within an ecosystem.
Exactly.
Adding another layer of biodiversity to your garden.
Okay, let's move on to what many might consider the heart of a water-wise garden in the pond.
Yes.
But I understand this isn't your average backyard pond.
You're absolutely right. This pond is designed to be completely self-sustaining. No pump, no fish.
Really?
It relies on varying depths and a carefully selected mix of lush native plants to maintain water quality naturally.
So it's like creating a miniature self-regulating ecosystem, just like nature intended.
Precisely. And it becomes a tranquil oasis teeming with frogs, salamanders, and dragonflies.
Oh, wow.
And speaking of attracting beneficial creatures, those native plants will also invite pollinators to your garden, further boosting biodiversity.
It sounds like a dream come true for any nature enthusiast. Tunier Vor Mens en Dyer even offers a placement tip. A spot with ample sun and a bit of shade is ideal for a thriving pond. Now, we can't forget about the Pol and the Wadi, two other intriguing water solutions mentioned in the source.
Yes, these are fascinating elements that cater to different garden types and needs. A Pol, as we mentioned before, is a natural pond that forms in low-lying areas with damp soil. It relies on natural water retention and supports a diverse ecosystem of amphibians and insects. Think of it as a miniature wetland, attracting creatures like frogs and dragonflies.
So if you have a naturally damp area in your garden, a Pol seems like a perfect way to embrace that characteristic and turn it into a biodiversity hotspot. But what about those with drier gardens? Is the Wadi the solution for them?
A Wadi is a brilliant solution for drier gardens. It's a dry creek bed designed to temporarily collect rainwater,
okay,
helping with water management and providing a unique microhabitat.
I'm picturing a Wadi lined with beautiful herbs and perennials. Tunier Vor Mens en Dyer even introduces a specific term for this. A buoyant border.
It's amazing how each of these water features, from the rain barrel to the Pol and Wadi, plays a role in mimicking natural landscapes and supporting biodiversity. And they all start with that simple act of collecting rainwater.
It's all about working with nature, not against it. And speaking of working with nature, there's one more water feature mentioned in Tunier Vor Mens en Dyer that I think deserves a closer look.
It's called a rain garden.
Rain gardens, I've heard of those.
It's a brilliant example of how we can turn a potential problem rainwater runoff into a beautiful and beneficial feature of our gardens.
They sound like a great way to manage water in an environmentally friendly way, but how do they actually work?
It's a shallow depression in your garden, strategically placed to collect rainwater runoff from your roof, driveway, or other hard surfaces.
So instead of that water just rushing away, potentially carrying pollutants into the storm drains, it's being captured and absorbed by the garden.
Exactly. And here's where the magic happens. A rain garden is planted with a mix of native plants that are specifically adapted to tolerate both wet and dry conditions.
That makes sense. They need to be able to handle those initial surges of water after a rainstorm, but also thrive when things dry out.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any particular plants that Tunier Vor Mens en Dyer recommends for a rain garden?
They emphasize the importance of choosing native plants,
okay,
suited to your local climate and soil conditions.
That makes sense.
They have a whole section with examples of beautiful flowering plants, grasses, and shrubs that are perfect for rain gardens.
So it's not just about functionality. It's also about creating a visually appealing space. But you mentioned something about the rain garden acting as a filter. How does that work?
The layers of soil and mulch in the rain garden, combined with the root systems of those amazing native plants, act as a natural filtration system. They remove pollutants from the water, allowing it to slowly infiltrate back into the ground, replenishing the groundwater and reducing the strain on our stormwater systems.
That's incredible. It's like a win-win for both the environment and our gardens. We're preventing pollution, conserving water, and creating beautiful habitats all at the same time. Tunier Vor Mens en Dyer seems to be a treasure trove of ideas for working with nature, not against it.
Absolutely. And rain gardens go beyond just water management.
Really?
They also provide valuable habitat for wildlife, attract pollinators, and can even help reduce the urban heat island effect.
Okay, now I'm really impressed. It's amazing how these seemingly simple elements can have such a positive impact on so many levels. I'm starting to see the interconnectedness of all these water features, the rain barrel, the pond, the water course, the rain garden. They all seem to contribute to this incredible web of life.
That's the beauty of this approach. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of nature and designing our gardens in a way that supports both human needs and the needs of the wider ecosystem.
It's like we're shifting from viewing our gardens as separate from nature to seeing them as integral parts of the natural world. And speaking of shifting perspectives, I'm curious about the Tunier Vor Mens en Dyer philosophy. Do they offer any insights beyond the practical aspects of creating water features?
What I appreciate about this resource is that it goes beyond just the how-to.
Okay.
and delves into the why. They emphasize the importance of fostering a deeper understanding of the interconnectedness of nature and our place within it.
That's a profound thought. It's not just about creating pretty gardens, it's about cultivating a sense of connection and responsibility for the natural world.
Precisely. And I think that shift in perspective is crucial. It's about moving beyond simply decorating our gardens and towards creating spaces that are truly life-sustaining for ourselves and for all the creatures that share our planet.
I love that idea of life-sustaining gardens. It's a beautiful reminder that even in our own backyards, we can contribute to a healthier and more biodiverse world. We've explored so many fascinating water features today, from rain barrels and small ponds to water courses and rain gardens. It's clear that there are so many options for incorporating water-wise elements into our gardens. But is there a particular approach or combination that Twinier Vor Mems and Dyer recommends as the most effective for creating a biodiversity hotspot?
You know, what's refreshing about Twinier Vor Mems and Dyer is that they don't prescribe a one-size-fits-all solution.
Oh, interesting.
They empower readers to create their own personalized garden biotopes based on their individual circumstances and preferences.
So it's more about providing a toolbox of options.
Exactly.
And we can choose the tools that best suit our needs and the characteristics of our gardens.
Exactly. But there are a few underlying principles that run through all of their recommendations. One of the most important is the emphasis on using native plants. It's a recurring theme throughout the book, and for good reason.
Why are native plants so crucial, especially in the context of creating these water features?
Well, native plants have evolved over centuries to thrive in the specific climate and soil conditions of a particular region. They're naturally adapted to the local pests and diseases, and they provide the ideal food and shelter for native wildlife.
So by choosing native plants, we're essentially creating a garden that's in harmony with the surrounding ecosystem.
Exactly.
Providing the best possible support for the creatures that belong there.
Precisely. And that harmony is essential for supporting biodiversity. When we introduce non-native plants, especially invasive species, we risk disrupting the delicate balance of the ecosystem.
It's about creating a haven for the plants and animals that have co-evolved in that particular place, giving them the best chance to thrive. And I'm guessing diversity plays a key role as well.
Absolutely. Twinier Vor Mems and Dyer emphasizes the importance of diversity in all aspects of garden design.
Diversity in terms of the types of water features we incorporate.
That's part of it, but it goes beyond that. Diversity also applies to the variety of plants we choose.
Okay.
The different depths and shapes of our water features.
Right.
And even the types of materials we use.
So it's about creating a rich tapestry of habitats within our gardens.
Exactly.
Offering a wider range of niches for different species to thrive.
Think about it this way. A monoculture lawn offers very little in terms of habitat or food sources. It's like a barren desert. But a garden filled with diverse native plants, water features, and natural materials is like a lush rainforest teeming with life.
That's a powerful analogy. It really drives home the point that diversity is key to creating vibrant, life-sustaining gardens. And speaking of all the creatures that benefit from these gardens, I'm curious about how these water features can attract birds to our backyards. I mean, a bird bath is a welcome sight for any bird, but are there other ways we can create inviting spaces for our feathered friends?
Birds are naturally drawn to water, not just for drinking, but also for bathing. Water features like ponds and streams provide both of those opportunities.
I can just imagine a robin splashing around in a little stream.
Exactly.
Enjoying a refreshing bath on a warm summer day.
And those water features also attract a wide variety of insects.
That's right.
Which are a crucial food source for many bird species.
Right. It all comes back to that interconnectedness we were talking about. The insects attract the birds help control pests, and the plants provide food and shelter for everyone.
It's a beautiful web of life. And when we create gardens that support biodiversity, we're playing a vital role in maintaining that web.
It's inspiring to think that even in our own backyards, we can make a difference for the health of our local ecosystems. And it sounds like Twinier Vor Mems and Dyer provides the perfect roadmap for embarking on this journey of creating biodiverse gardens. They seem to offer a wonderful blend of practical tips and inspiring insights.
What I find most compelling about this resource is its holistic approach.
Okay.
It's not just about creating beautiful gardens. It's about fostering a deeper understanding of the interconnectedness of nature.
Gotcha.
And our place within it.
It's about recognizing that our gardens are not just extensions of our homes, but vital pieces of the larger ecosystem.
And by tending to our gardens with care and intention,
yes,
we can create spaces that are both beautiful and life-sustaining.
I love that. It's a beautiful reminder that even in our own backyards, we can contribute to a healthier and more biodiverse world.
Now, before we wrap up our deep dive into the world of water features for biodiversity, there's one fascinating aspect I think deserves a bit more attention. It's the psychological impact of water in our gardens. Tunier Vor Menzendeyer touches on this, suggesting that beyond the ecological benefits, there's a growing body of research indicating that just being around water can profoundly affect our mental and emotional well-being.
That's interesting. I know I always feel more relaxed when I'm near water, whether it's a babbling brook or the gentle sound of a fountain. But is there scientific evidence to support this feeling?
Absolutely. Studies have shown that being near water can reduce stress hormones, lower blood pressure, and even improve sleep quality.
It seems like there's something about the sights and sounds of water. The gentle ripples, the reflections of light, the calming sounds. It just has this soothing effect on our nervous system.
Tunier Vor Menzendeyer highlights how water features can transform your garden into a true sanctuary.
Oh, a sanctuary.
Yeah, a place to escape the hustle and bustle of everyday life and reconnect with the calming presence of nature.
I love that idea, a sensory sanctuary right in your own backyard. It's like creating your own personal retreat, a miniature vacation spot.
Think about the different senses that are engaged when you're near a water feature. The gentle sound of a trickling stream, the coolness of the mist on your skin.
I love that.
The scent of the damp earth after a rain shower, the visual beauty of the reflections and the movement of the water. It's a truly immersive experience.
It's incredible how these seemingly simple elements can have such a powerful impact on our well-being.
When you combine those psychological benefits with the ecological advantages we've discussed, it makes an even stronger case for incorporating water features into our gardens.
Right. It's a win-win situation, a harmonious blend of benefits for both ourselves and the environment.
I love that.
We create spaces that are not only visually stunning and teeming with life, but also profoundly restorative for our minds and bodies.
This entire deep dive has left me feeling so inspired. I'm ready to start planning my own water feature cascade. I'm already picturing a rain barrel with a biofilter, a charming little pond, and maybe even a meandering water course leading to a tranquil pool.
And remember, you don't need to create everything at once. Start with one element, maybe that rain barrel with a biofilter, and gradually add other features as you go. Tunier Vor Menzendeyer emphasizes enjoying the process of creating your garden sanctuary. It's a journey of discovery, and each step brings you closer to that vision of a thriving, biodiverse space that nurtures both you and the natural world. That's such a great reminder to savor the process and enjoy the journey. I think it perfectly captures the essence of Tunier Vor Menzendeyer. It's not about achieving some picture-perfect ideal, but about finding those simple, sustainable ways to create gardens that are both beautiful and beneficial.
And you never know, you might even inspire others in your neighborhood to embrace these ideas. Imagine the collective impact we could have on biodiversity and water conservation if more and more people started transforming their outdoor spaces into these thriving, life-giving ecosystems.
It's a ripple effect of positive change starting right in our own backyards. It's empowering to think that we can all play a part in creating the healthier planet, one water feature at a time. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of water features and biodiversity, what would you say is the most important takeaway for our listeners today?
The key takeaway is that our gardens have the power to be so much more than just decorative spaces. They can be thriving ecosystems, havens for wildlife, sources of peace and rejuvenation, and catalysts for positive change. By incorporating water features and embracing the principles of Tunier Vor Menzendeyer, like using native plants and fostering diversity, we can create gardens that are truly life-giving both for ourselves and for the planet.
Beautifully said. I hope our listeners feel inspired to explore the wonders of water features and create their own garden sanctuaries. And for those looking for practical tips and inspiring ideas, definitely check out Tunier Vor Menzendeyer. It's a treasure trove of information that will guide you on this journey of creating a garden that's both beautiful and beneficial. Until next time, happy gardening, everyone.
It's the psychological impact of water in our garden.
Oh, the psychological impact.
Yeah, Tunier Vor Menzendeyer touches on this, suggesting that beyond the ecological benefits, there's a growing body of research that says that just being around water can profoundly affect our mental and emotional well-being.
That's interesting. I know I always feel more relaxed when I'm near water, whether it's a babbling brook or just the gentle sound of a fountain. But is there actual scientific evidence to support this?
Absolutely. Studies have shown that being near water can reduce stress hormones,
Wow.
lower blood pressure,
Really?
and even improve sleep quality.
That's amazing. It makes you wonder if we're hardwired to find peace and tranquility in those natural environments, considering how essential water is to life itself.
And Tounié Vormenz and Dyer highlights how water features can transform your garden into a true sensory sanctuary,
Oh, a sanctuary.
a place to escape the hustle and bustle of everyday life and reconnect with the calming presence of nature.
I love that idea. Sensory sanctuary right in your own backyard. It's like creating your own personal retreat, a miniature vacation spot.
Think about it, the different senses that are engaged when you're near a water feature.
Okay.
The gentle sound of a trickling stream, the coolness of the mist on your skin,
I love that.
the scent of the damp earth after a rain shower, the visual beauty of the reflections and the movement of the water. It's a truly immersive experience.
It's incredible how these seemingly simple elements can have such a powerful impact on our well-being. When you combine those psychological benefits with the ecological advantages we've discussed, it makes an even stronger case for incorporating water features into our gardens.
It truly is a win-win situation, a harmonious blend of benefits for both ourselves and the environment.
It is.
We create spaces that are not only visually stunning and teeming with life, but also profoundly restorative for our minds and bodies.
I love that. This entire deep dive has left me feeling so inspired. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and start planning my own water feature cascade. I'm already picturing a rain barrel with a biofilter, a charming little pond, and maybe even a meandering water course leading to a tranquil pool.
And remember, you don't need to create everything at once. You know, you can start with one element, maybe that rain barrel with a biofilter, and gradually add other features as you go. Tounié Vormenz and Dyer emphasizes enjoying the process of creating your garden sanctuary. It's a journey of discovery, and each step brings you closer to that vision of a thriving, biodiverse space that nurtures both you and the natural world.
That's such a great reminder to savor the process and enjoy the journey. I think it perfectly captures the essence of Tounié Vormenz and Dyer. It's not about achieving some picture-perfect ideal, but about finding those simple, sustainable ways to create gardens that are both beautiful and beneficial.
Exactly. And you never know, you might even inspire others in your neighborhood to embrace these ideas. Imagine the collective impact we could have on biodiversity and water conservation if more and more people started transforming their outdoor spaces into these thriving, life-giving ecosystems.
It's a ripple effect of positive change, starting right in our own backyards. It's empowering to think that we can all play a part in creating a healthier planet, one garden, one water feature at a time. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of water features and biodiversity, what would you say is the most important takeaway for our listeners today?
The key takeaway is that our gardens have the power to be so much more than just decorative spaces. They can be thriving ecosystems, havens for wildlife, sources of peace and rejuvenation, and catalysts for positive change. By incorporating water features and embracing the principles of Tounié Vormenz and Dyer, like using native plants and fostering diversity, we can create gardens that are truly life-giving, both for ourselves and for the planet.
Beautifully said. I hope our listeners feel inspired to explore the wonders of water features and create their own garden sanctuaries. And for those looking for practical tips and inspiring ideas, definitely check out Tounié Vormenz and Dyer. It's a treasure trove of information that will guide you on this journey of creating a garden that's both beautiful and beneficial. Until next time, happy gardening, everyone.